I'm KUNR reporter Natalie Van Hooser. Due to COVID-19, food assistance needs have substantially increased in Northern Nevada. The nonprofit Communities in Schools works directly with families experiencing hunger. With the overall mission of helping students stay in school, the organization staffs 10 food pantries located in schools in Reno and Sparks. I spoke with Carolina Juarez, who works for the nonprofit as a bilingual site coordinator at Glen Duncan Elementary. In this audio postcard, she shares what it's like to support students and run a food pantry.
I'm in Glen Duncan Elementary School, and before making any food bags, I'm going to wash my hands. To make a food bag, I'm going to grab a plastic bag. I typically give each family one food bag. What I've put in it are things like rice and beans. We have sweet peas this week, some pear slices. And then this week, we also got a fudge brownie mix. So I'm going to throw that in there as well. And that's basically it.
The families that I work with, they've always had insecurities such as food insecurities, even home insecurity, paying their bills, getting to school, transportation has been a big one, you know, medical care. We work with other nonprofits or other organizations such as the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. With COVID, I kept the food pantry running. I set out a time every week. So, for example, like Thursdays 1 to 2, and then families come by. There's a little driveway where parents are able to drive up if they need to, and then I put the items in their cars or I hand it to them, and then they can also walk up, which we certainly have a lot more of. And I do chalk lines outside, and then I remind them to keep 6 feet apart. I give them their bags that I prepackaged. I make sure I think of the food groups, protein, carbohydrates, everything. So really the interaction is maybe less than a minute, but oftentimes the families have questions for me and, you know, we have conversation and whatnot, or the kiddos are like, oh my gosh, it's Miss J. I get to finally see someone from school. A little background on me is that I am a first generation student. I grew up translating for my parents, which I'm super thankful for because now I'm able to speak Spanish fluently. A lot of the parents have my work number and they can just text me any questions they have, give me a phone call, be it filing for unemployment. They're like, what's the phone number I can call? Because when I call the number, I don't quite understand. Little things like that, that should be accessible and easy, but sometimes they're not. I think it's just nice that the families feel like they can come to me. During this COVID epidemic, food is a big priority for sure. But then there are other things like social, emotional learning and that kind of enrichment are things that we should also be thinking about. There was a kiddo who he was breaking windows because he was just so frustrated. So I went out one afternoon and I picked a block of sidewalk and he picked another block of sidewalk and we just kind of chatted for a while and I was drawing with some chalk and talking to him. And his mom would call me and she said that that really helped him a lot. With COVID and everything, I feel more connected to Glen Duncan, its community, the students, the parents, the families as a whole than really ever before.